let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Glad you're with us on the program today. Our guest on today's This Week in America, author Walter Mattenford, says that of all the biblical doctrines to be searched out, end times by far the most complex. There are seven principal views, five involving a rapture at some point in time, and two rejecting the idea altogether. His book is written from the pre-tribulation rapture viewpoint. It's not so much a defense of this view, he says, as it is an assessment of the multitude of events and meanings or purposes of these events. It's the author's persuasion that there should be many corrections made, not to the framework, but to the many corrections and alterations to some long-held views. Walter urges the readers to search the scriptures without bias to see whether these things are so. Walter has spent over 57 years of searching scripture with his graduation from the Evening School Division of the Philadelphia College of Bible, now Cairn University. He felt the knowledge that he accumulated, knowledge of all those years, should be shared with others. And he does in his book, Going Against the Tide Prophetically, an assessment of current teachings from the pre-tribulation viewpoint. And author Walter Mattenford with us on This Week in America. Walter, it's great to have you with us on the program today. Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
I love the title. It's very intriguing. What is the book all about? I gave a brief description, but tell us what the book is exactly all about.
Well, see, I have Going Against the Tide, because what I'm doing is I'm going against the majority, not total, but majority opinion on the events of the last days, the return of Christ. As well, I was taught in college way back in the Stone Age, and most of the books that are coming out today are of that view, pre-trib, pre-mill view. Now there are some things I agree with them on, but there are many events, many things where I disagree. And they're not major doctrines, you know, nothing to do with salvation or anything like that. It just has to do with events, many events that will take place at the second coming of Christ.
What inspired you to write this book? Obviously, you have strong feelings, years, decades, basically, of research. What was the inspiration for sitting down and writing the book, Going Against the Tide?
Well, I think we're very near the end. That's my personal view. We are very near the end, and I think it's something that has to be put out there. People have got wrong views, and they won't know what's going on, they won't know what's happening. And in just a couple of years, I don't think America, with a two-party system, is going to last much longer. And I think we're going to head into those end times in a couple of years. And that's why I put this book out.
The book is Going Against the Tide Prophetically, an assessment of current teachings from the pre-tribulation viewpoint. The author is Walter Mattenford. The book, by the way, available at Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to information on Walter's book. What is the main message? I know there are many in the book, but the main message you would say that you bring in the book to all of us. What's the most important point you would like to share with us?
Well, the view, the pre-trib, pre-mill view, is that Christ will come not once but twice in his second, it's called second coming, but they believe he'll come at the end, which is Armageddon, and prior to that, at the rapture, to supposedly take his church out. My view is I have a third one that I have added that I feel I see is in there, a third coming, you know, and that is at the very beginning of the so-called pre-tribulation view, which is 3.5 years long, features the Antichrist, features all those judgments in Revelation, and I believe that Christ himself will come then also. And I take it from Zechariah, the last chapter. You know, people should read the first six verses of the last chapter of Zechariah. They have been misinterpreted. They are telling us that Christ is going to come as just before that 3.5 year so-called Great Tribulation period. He's going to come, split the Mount of Olives, and the people are told who are living in Judea will be told to flee in there. That's in several places in Scripture. And that I look at as being a third coming of Christ.
How long did it take for you to, and I know it obviously evolved over a number of years, where suddenly you came up with a different viewpoint. How, talk about that process. How long did it take for you to get where you are today in your belief and understanding?
Well, that's funny. It continues.
Okay.
I wrote the
evolution continues.
After I had the book printed, I realized that I put something in there that should not have. I got another piece of information given to me. Now, I don't believe that a man understands the Bible because of his intellect or his education. I believe there's some illumination.
So this is, as I was saying, this is sort of evolving and did even as you were ready to get the book published.
Called by the company, and I didn't call them. I had published a book previously, about 15 years ago, with the same title, and it didn't sell. I thought nothing of it, and then somebody called me from this company and said they liked that book and they would want to print it. And in that 15-year period, I had some more information given to me, and I said, look, I'll rework it and give it back to you when it's reworked, and then you can print it. And that was the second time with the same title, but it's a revised version.
Well, it's interesting how you're talking about revised, your thinking has revised over the years between the first publication and the second one. This is really a challenging book. The book is going against the tide prophetically, an assessment of current teachings from the pre-tribulation viewpoint. The author is Walter Mattenberg. How do you want us to relate to the book, to the average person? How should we relate to the book?
Well, I don't know if the average person will be interested. Frankly, it's for people who are Bible believers. And I don't know if that's the average person who really are interested and who are definitely interested in the rapture and the Armageddon and the second coming. They should get it. They should read the book. Not that I want to sell something and make money. I don't care about that. It's just the information that I have in there. I would like to say that because time is short. We're running out. In fact, I am one who has the view. I'm probably the only one that has this view. That Hosea tells us in the end of the 5th and beginning of the 6th chapter, 4 verses in a row, tells us when Christ is going to establish his kingdom. The year that he's going to do it. I'm the only one that believes that, I guess. I urge your readers to look into that. The last 2 verses, chapter 5, first 2 verses, chapter 6, and Hosea tells you the year that Christ is going to establish, not the rapture, not that, but the year that Christ is going to establish his kingdom. I'm probably the only one that believes that.
Well, the book is an eye-opener, and it's available at Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, the usual places. If you link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, it will take you directly there with information on the book. Walter Mattenford, the author, our guest on the program. What have you been through in order to write this book? What's this process been like for you over all these years in putting the book together?
Well, I really, 15 years ago is when I wrote the first one. I'm not quite sure what drove me to do it then, but now I feel it's coming to Christ is so close. These things are about to happen in a couple of years. It's my opinion that there isn't even going to be any America as we know it in a couple of years, as the place will be here, but the two-party system, I think, is going to be dissolved. And Revelation 17 and 18 will tell you what's going to take its place. I think that's very close, and that's why I was anxious to put this book out.
What are your expectations for the book? What do you hope people take from reading the book, Going Against the Tide? Obviously, keeping an open mind is one of the steps in the process.
Well, I don't know. I kind of remains to be seen how many people will take my side and how many will go against me. I don't know just how that's going to work out, but they're going to find out in a couple of years.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm right, it's only a couple of years away. And You know, if you look politically at what's going on in this country, they're just about ready to shed blood, these two parties. And I think they're going to. And I think we're headed for the items that are in there for the last days.
What impact does that have on your life, knowing that you believe we've only got a few years left? What impact does that have on you, your life? How do you live your life any differently now?
Well, no. I know what's coming. I know what's coming in eternity. You know, I know the truth of the gospel. I don't have to be concerned about that. Now, it's possible, though, that I could be part of the persecuted ones in a few years. That's possible. I don't know. If that's the will of God, I'll have to accept it. I'm not sure what's going to happen, except these events that I write about. But what's going to happen to me personally, I don't really know that.
Walter Maddenford with us on the program, author of the book Going Against the Tide, Prophetically, an Assessment of Current Teachings from the Pre-Tribulation Viewpoint. Do you plan on writing any other books? It took a while to get this one out there and people reading it. Are you working on any other books now or writing of any kind?
No, I don't think there's enough time left.
Okay.
To be honest with you. And this is the message that I want out. The message that's in there, that's the one I want out. Of course, the gospel is the main message, you know. That's the way to avoid hell and go to heaven. That's the main message that's got to be put out there. But prophetically, I think we should try to know what's going to happen. Otherwise, we'd be very unwise when the last days came on us and we were expecting something entirely different.
What kind of feedback have you received with your thinking on this issue and the book that was initially released and now just recently re-released, Going Against the Tide? What type of reaction are you getting?
What kind of reaction will I get from the public, you mean?
Yes.
Well, of course, they don't know about the first version. You know, that didn't sell. So nobody knows about it. It's kind of hidden from view.
Yes.
And I made some changes, a few changes there. Not drastic, but a few changes. And this is more accurate, I believe. I've been reading the scripture, like you said, 57 years, and It's not a thing that it's an intellectual conquest. No, it's not. It's what God allows us to understand.
What's next for you? I know that you've written the book and you just mentioned probably don't have time to do many others. In taking the message and getting it out there, what do you see in the coming years for you?
Well, what's going to happen to the book? I don't know. I'm very curious about that because I think time is short. Very, very short.
And how about you? How do you go about, or can you go about, accelerating the message to get it out there by speaking to people, by getting them to read the book?
Well, I'm supposed to have an opportunity to do that in this April. Maybe you know about it. There's what they call a book signing interview.
Yes.
There's several different places around the country where the authors put out books in the past year. They're all going to be interviewed at this so-called book signing. I'll be one of them. I have to go out to California, and I'm in Philadelphia this April to attend this thing. And I don't know. They expect several thousand. They said something like 200,000 people are going to be at this big event. Now, you know, I don't know how much I can get. How much world I can get out of there, I don't know. I'll do my best when I get out of there.
Yeah, you've got a lot of key people who are there, so here's an opportunity to really reach out and touch a number of people. I mentioned in the beginning, and a couple minutes left in the program, you want people to search the scriptures without bias to see whether these things are so. Talk about that bias. We all seem to have that. Is that built in just basically the way we grew up and what we were taught from the religious standpoint growing up? Does that get in the way of open thinking?
Well, that seems to be the way most people, their views are shaped. You know, it's the way they were brought up. Now, it so happened that my father, who wasn't saved when he got married, but he got saved later, and, you know, I pretty much raised, you know, under that kind of thing.
Yes.
And myself and my sisters who are both passed on by now. But I would say that's where most people get their view. That's the way they're raised. The church, if they went to church, the one they went to, what they were taught. They tend to absorb that, what is taught them. I think young people, they hear from an older person, they kind of take that as being absolute truth. An older person taught me that. See?
Yes. You mentioned that the book has been republished. You've worked with Reader's Magnet on this, the republishing of the book. Talk about your experience in working with them as they've worked with you to get this book out into the general public and into discussion.
You know, they contacted me. I didn't contact them. I forget the name of the man, to be honest with you. But just one day, he started talking to me. He called on the phone. I had never met him, never talked to him. And he said he had read my first book, because I hadn't done a second one. And he said, I like that book. He said, I think we ought to get that printed. And I said, it had already been printed by another company, see, and get it out there. And we talked about it, and I said, well, you know, there were some things in there that I don't like now. I said, if that book were to be done again, I would like to redo it. And he said, okay, go ahead. So I did that. I spent another 100 hours on it, you know, going over
yes.
it. And when I finished, then I sent them the whole thing with all the corrections. And it's been about 4 or 5 months now since I sent it to them.
Well, the book is out in the public now. And as you say, it appears the time is right. Now is an excellent time to start doing a little bit of research and reading. The book is Going Against the Tide Prophetically, an assessment of current teachings from the pre-tribulation viewpoint. The guest on our program, the author, Walder Maddenford, that's Maddenford. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. You can link on directly to information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Walder, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program today. Continued success. Good luck at the book fair. Here's an opportunity to reach thousands of people in one setting and a chance to talk about the book. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Okay, thanks for calling me.
It has been our pleasure. It has been our pleasure. Going Against the Tide Prophetically, an assessment of current teachings from the pre-tribulation viewpoint. Walder Maddenford, our guest. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.